Experiment 2. In later efforts to duplicate McDougall's experiments in Australia, similar rats made fewer mistakes right from the start. Later generations of rats did better, even when they were not descendants of the earlier rats. Experiment 3. In the 1920s in Southampton, England, a bird called the blue tit discovered it could tear the tops of milk bottles on doorsteps and drink the cream. Soon this skill showed up in blue tits over 100 miles away, which is odd in that they seldom fly further than 15 miles. The habit spread faster and faster until by 1947 it was universal throughout Britain, Holland, Sweden, and Denmark. German occupation cut off milk deliveries in Holland for 8 years, 5 years longer than the life of a blue tit. Then in 1948, the milk started to be delivered. Within months, blue tits all over Holland were drinking cream. Experiment 4. In the early 60s, psychiatrists Dr. Milan Reisel of Prague and Dr. Vladimir L. Rykov of Moscow hypnotized subjects into believing they were living incarnations of historical personages. Such subjects would develop talents associated with their alter egos. A subject told she was the artist Raphael took only a month to develop drawing skills up to the standard of a good graphic designer. Experiment 5 is Sheldrake's hidden figure puzzle, already discussed. Experiment 6. Psychologist Dr. Arden Malberg of Madison, Wisconsin, created a variation of Morse code that should have been no harder to learn than the standard variety. Subjects learned the real code much faster than his invented one, not knowing which was which. Experiment 7. Gary Schwartz, Yale professor of psychology, selected 24 common three-letter words in Hebrew and 24 rare ones, all from the Old Testament, all in Hebrew script. For each word, he created a scrambled version, as in English one might do by scrambling D-O-G to spell O-D-G. Among participants with no knowledge of Hebrew, not only was the confidence in the accuracy of their guesses significantly higher with the real words than with the false words, regardless of subjects, words, or experiments, but the common words got higher confidence scores than the rarer words. Schwartz's experiment was also covered in Combs, Holland, and Robertson's Synchronicity, Through the Eyes of Science, Myth, and the Trickster, in 2000. The phrase morphic fields is Sheldrake's own term for thought forms that build up within the source field. Schwartz found, as Sheldrake's theory would predict, that students rated the real words with considerably greater confidence than the ones that had been scrambled, though they did not accurately guess their meaning. Moreover, he found that confidence ratings were about twice as high for the words that occur frequently in the Old Testament compared with those that occur only rarely. The idea here is that the real words had in fact been learned by countless persons throughout history, forming strong morphic fields. The most frequently occurring words had, of course, been seen and read the greatest number of times. Similar experiments have been carried out using Persian words and even Morse code. Richard Linklater's 2001 film Waking Life features a scene in which two characters discuss this phenomenon, and one of them mentions a study where crossword puzzles become easier to solve once they have been published and worked on by large numbers of people. A graduate student named Monica English conducted this research for her thesis at the University of Nottingham and summarized the results in the August 1991 Noetic Sciences Bulletin. But it was never published in a traditional academic journal. Sheldrake wrote about it in words that are no longer found on his website, but were originally published in a Journal of Memetics discussion forum post on the memorable day of September 11th, 2001. The crossword puzzles she used were from the London Evening Standard, not the New York Times. And in the experiments, she tested groups of subjects before and after the crossword puzzles were published in the Evening Standard on February 15, 1990. Each group of subjects also did a control crossword, which had been published 10 days earlier in the Evening Standard. She found that the subjects performed better after the crossword had been published in London relative to scores before publication. This difference was significant at the 5% level using the one-tailed t-test. The reason Monica England thought of doing this experiment in the first place is that there is a folklore among people who do crosswords, especially difficult ones like those in The Times or The Daily Telegraph, that these crosswords are easier to solve if they're done the next day or in the evening rather than on the morning of the day they are published, suggesting a possible influence from others who have done them.